We're about to head onto the stage of World Cafe Live for a stellar performance from Devotchka, the band from Colorado with Gypsy and Southwestern American influences in their inventive pop music. I'll also talk with Nick Urata, who leads the band. We'll start with a performance of a song from the group's most recent album, A Mad and Faithful Telling. This is The Clockwise Witness, Devotchka. That is The Clockwise Witness, as played on stage by our guests today on the World Cafe, Devotchka, and we will be getting back to that performance in just a bit, but we want to have a chance to talk with the man singing, the man playing. I couldn't tell if that was a gut string or a regular string guitar. It's got the flamenco sound.
It's a gut string.
Yes. Nick Urata, who has led this band for numerous years, Devotchka, and
there is such a lack of cynicism and, of course, a romance in what you do. And certainly that comes from the songs. But it also, you have to say, it comes from the instrumentation. And I, every time I've watched this band, thinking of you and how you create, I have to believe somewhere back in your life, musically, there was an accordion.
There was, yeah. Yeah, it was one of my earliest musical memories. I had a very Italian family growing up, and there was, you know, the accordion used to get broken out at a lot of parties, and they were, you know, of course, a lot older than me, and they all died off by the time I became a teenager, and I was always sort of pining away for that sound.
You didn't think it was corny at the time? You didn't?
No, I thought it was amazing. My memories of it is it's just this gigantic air-breathing lung in this beautiful mother of pearl and ebony instrument. I just think, and I still think it's, and it's come back around, I think.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And what would they play?
Well, you know, a lot of pop songs, some folk songs. You know, I was pretty young, but mostly pop songs from the time.
Right. Well, I don't want to concentrate totally on that instrument, but yeah. It's in so many traditions that you touch on musically. Uh-huh. Eastern European, you think of the tango, you think of all that. It's all incredibly romantic music. And when you started playing, did the scope of what Devotchka does, was that in your mind, or did it come from any one specific area?
Was it in my mind? Well, yeah, I had this sort of vision. I didn't know how to get there. This was sort of where I wanted to get to, which is a good place to be. Mm-hmm. But we didn't want to try to be traditional because, you know, we'll leave that to the masters. And it's also, it's kind of inaccessible sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we wanted to, of course, draw people in that we could entertain, you know. So I didn't want to pigeonhole us or put any sort of parameters on what styles we should use.
Now, this latest album came out last year, Mad and Faithful Telling, and you've been touring it for a long time. Do the arrangements change? Do things that you do on stage change?
Yeah, they do. We like to beat up songs, and sometimes you'll find something in a song, you know, 6 months after you recorded it, and you'll smack your head and said, "Why didn't I do that?" And the only chance you have to do that is on stage. So we do a lot of that.
We're talking with Nick Urata from Devotchka, and we're going to go back to the stage at World Cafe Live, and this is a performance of We're Leaving.
Freezing sewer towers.
How It Ends from Devotchka on stage at World Cafe Live as we're getting a chance to talk with Nick Jurata about the band. One of the things, of course, you have to talk about, I guess, a good juncture now as anything is the soundtrack to Little Miss Sunshine, which brought you fused you with another medium, a film, and got a lot of attention when being nominated for a Grammy for that as well. It's interesting to me that if I were a film director looking to use the music of Devotchka, I might use a period piece or something Eastern European or something. It was really bold of the people to use you in this film because visually they don't necessarily go together.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what happened is they originally fell in love with the song called You Love Me, which we didn't play today, but it's on that same album, and it has a very sort of southwestern-y feel because it was influenced by that area. We used to, in our early days, we would drive from Colorado through New Mexico and Arizona, and it turned out that we were driving the same highways that were in the movie. So the music was definitely influenced by the scenery, and I think the directors locked onto that. And however, as things developed, they started putting How It Ends into the movie. So we retracked it and rearranged it, and it worked great. So that's where that's the explanation behind that one.
So the spaghetti western side of the band was what kind of put that together.
Yeah, if you'll see that little yellow bus traveling through these giant western landscapes.
Now, where does that side come in? Where did that for you personally? Where does that music fit in?
Well, that also, I always loved that cinema growing up, and I grew up in New York. I don't know if I mentioned that, and. And like I was saying, when we first hit the road and hit these highways in the western states of America, I was just in awe, and I felt like I was rolling through a John Ford movie or Sergio Leone movie, and it had a big impact on me, and I wanted to take that home with me and put it on tape,
And figured out how to do it. Once again, accordion fits in there somewhere. One of the myths about Devotchka, and I guess it's not a myth, I guess it's a reality, is when you first started playing, you started backing burlesque shows, and maybe explain to people what that means, because when they hear about a burlesque show, they may not be exactly what you were doing.
It was a burlesque show. It was, there was a big revival of burlesque a few years back, and it's sort of stayed around, and it's a great art form, and we were...
It's kind of indie burlesque.
Yeah, it is indie burlesque, and it's sort of the same sort of generation kind of pining away for days past, and we were sort of in the right place in the right time, and we dressed the right way and had the right horns, and we got involved with this sort of national burlesque troupe that had performers from all over the country, and we were their pit orchestra, and because we could all change instruments, and we could exchange, we could extend arrangements when necessary, and so I hope that answers your question.
Well, it's kind of like being the circus band as well. When you talk about having to, sort of follow what's going along on stage. Did you actually play on stage, or you actually were in the pit?
Sometimes we're in the pit, sometimes we're on stage, but basically we're playing along to the striptease.
So. Well, because you do, you got the band. I'm sorry, but this is not television. But the band does visually fit the idea as well. So. You guys had brought all parts of that. You recently did an EP of a wide variety of covers, which was a lot of fun. Was it fun for you to choose what songs kind of fit in with what Devotchka's vision?
We've always loved doing covers and sort of giving them our own twist, and these were ones that I found that were, every night we played them, they still had that special something and always sounded great and were always a challenge. So we figured we'd put them on tape maybe for posterity.
Absolutely. And they range from a Susie and the Banshees song to one we're going to hear you guys do on stage. And it was interesting that a member of the audience, when you did this, shouted out, who wrote that? Well, let's play the song and then we'll answer that question.
Okay.
Thank you very much, once again.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place to have a drink or two. And I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I see in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a lie and do you to me, it's true, I never felt so right before. I will practice every day to find some clever words to say to me. I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and now the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I get ready now, the night's so blue. Then I
there is a song that that fits in at least with our guest Nicky Rada's movie Matinee Star frontman looks covering Frank Sinatra, Something Stupid, which when you play that, you realize has such a gorgeous melody. Was that what attracted you to it?
Yes, of course. And, yeah. I've always been a huge fan of Frank Sinatra, and that was one thing I can thank my parents for introducing me to great Italian crooners.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for spending some time.
Thank you for having us. We had a great time.
Devotchka are our guests, and our thanks to Nicky Rada for joining us here on the World Cafe.